After 8 years as United Nations Protectorate, the United Nations is now drawing up a plan for the future status of Kosovo. The proposal for Serbia's disputed province is expected to ask for secession from Belgrade, but it doesn't specifically mention the word independence. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Pristina.
The streets of Pristina are dotted with cafes filled all day long with young people chatting, chain-smoking, and drinking espressos. They've nowhere else to go. 70% of Kosovo's population is under 30, and more than two-thirds of the young are unemployed. Shripsa Kamberi, in her early 20s, is eagerly waiting to hear details of the UN plan for Kosovo.
If we are independent, all factories will work, all people can find a job. I think in the future some people can invest it here and business will go on, so important is the work.
But some Kosovars say expectations are too high. Albin Matoshi works for an NGO that fights against corruption.
People are very emotionally very linked to independence, and they think that that will solve all the problems. The problems will begin. The problems that have been accumulated will have to be dealt with. Organized crime, corruption, rule of law.
This is the European Union's biggest concern. Kosovo is the only region to have earned a special section on drug, weapons, and human trafficking in Europol's annual report. However, Vetin Suroy, one of Kosovo's leading intellectuals, blames the international community for what he calls its benevolent attitude toward the rise of criminality, including the sex slave trade.
If there were the stomach in the UN mission to say no to prostitution, they could have done it. But there was no stomach or will to deal with these issues.
In 1999, an 11-week NATO bombing campaign ended Serbian repression in Kosovo. NATO troops and UN administrators have been in place since then. Suroy says it's not just Kosovo's security that's in international hands. Local government is also restricted.
And once you do not have decision-making powers, you do not have also the normal relationship in a democracy of being held responsible for your actions. Accountability.
Kosovo Albanians are keenly aware they don't have a fully sustainable state and will need international supervision for some years to come. But most of all, Kosovars are demanding ties to Belgrade be severed definitively. That's what scares the remaining Serbs, estimated at 110,000. Most of them live in the north, closest to Serbia. Mitrovica is the living symbol of Kosovo's ethnic divisions. Serbs live on the north bank of the river Ibar, Albanians on the south. The main bridge, under constant UN police patrol, has been the scene of violent clashes between extremists of both sides. Oliver Ivanovic, one of the few Serb leaders in contact with Albanian politicians, is worried about the consequences should the UN plan contain the word independence.
I'm quite sure that the Serbs in the north will declare independence from independence. They will declare his own independence.
It's known the UN plan will contain strong provisions defending the rights of minority Serbs, including some form of ties to Belgrade. But mutual suspicion between the ethnic rivals has become ever more entrenched. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Pristina.